Despite public perceptions to the contrary, the Australian airline industry is under enormous financial pressure and the cracks, quite literally, are starting to show. Qantas has grounded three 737s after a safety audit this week found hairline cracks in the pickle fork structure, the part that helps to strengthen the connection between the wing and the body of the aircraft. While nobody's questioning Qantas's impeccable safety record, analysts say the financial strain on the industry, on the airline industry, is only becoming more intense. Here's our business reporter David Taylor.
Roger Montgomery invests over $1 billion worth of clients' funds in all sorts of industries, but not Australian aviation.
It's an incredibly capital-intensive business. You've got expensive aircraft that you've got to maintain and replace.
Qantas is working on three of its 737s, grounded after cracks were found in the wings. Qantas Domestic Chief Executive Andrew David.
And we are working with the Civil Aviation Safety Authority of Australia and Boeing to get those three aircraft back in the air.
John Page is a senior lecturer in the School of Engineering at the University of New South Wales. He says the aircraft will likely be out of service for weeks.
The aircraft are a lot older, are already being checked out in America and having a patch put on them. And one assumes the same patch will be used on these aircraft, which reduced the time dramatically, but I wouldn't expect them to be back in service much before Christmas.
The ABC understands the cost of that will run into the tens of millions of dollars. It's another financial headache for Australia's largest carrier. Just a few months ago, Qantas revealed its profit before tax had fallen sharply, dropping 17% to $1.3 billion due to higher costs, mainly the price of fuel and maintenance. Steve Pavinas is the Federal Secretary at the Australian Licensed Aircraft Engineers Association. He claims Qantas has become hesitant to check its planes, fearing what the engineers will find and how much that will cost the company.
Qantas are not ahead of the game. They will not check these planes because they know very well if they find another cracked aircraft, it will be out of service until the end of the year as well, and that will cost them money.
Qantas management completely rejects that.
Qantas will never fly a plane if we do not believe it is safe to do so.
But independent aviation analyst Neil Hansford hasn't been so diplomatic. He says Qantas's brand rests on its safety record, and while that hasn't been compromised by this latest incident, the union's comments have the potential to do further damage to Qantas's sales.
His job in life is not controlling what you and I do every day. It's negotiating the best possible working conditions for his workforce, and he should be sticking to that, not alarming unnecessarily Australians so we don't avail ourselves of what our plans are to fly or to go to family reunion or whatever.
Qantas is not alone in its financial struggles. Earlier this year, Virgin Australia announced its plans to cut 750 head office and corporate roles to slash $75 million a year in costs. Flight Centre and Webjet also released annual results earlier this year that were negatively affected by a decline in domestic demand for leisure travel, as well as some weakness in business travel. Analyst Neil Hansford says given relatively high labour costs from an international perspective and the unpredictability of the oil price, the future for Australian aviation rests on perfecting the dreaded long-haul flight.
And the next big challenge for Qantas is to keep on picking the right routes to avail and the right routes to ignore.
This experiment, looking at flying from New York to Sydney, is that something that might regenerate Qantas's balance sheet?
Yes, it is. As you move on, people want to stop less. They just want to get there and do it. But most of all, they prefer to do it with an Australian carrier in absolute safety.
Aviation analyst Neil Hansford, David Taylor with that report.